This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Nation.
Each week, we bring you a podcast hosted by the sisters and your new best friends.
If you feel like you need something to do, then buckle up, baby, we got news for you.
My name is Kayla B.
And I'm Stacey K. Turn up the radio, cause you know it's Tuesday.
Don't hold back, we keep it real, so let's pump each other up and take over the world together.
I have to call my sister.
Literally, shocking. Can I go?
Yep.
Hello,
Three, two, one.
Hello, sister.
And action.
Okay. I'm just kidding. Oh my God, you just reminded me. I met a girl the other day that works in film. I said, what is your job? Her job is the action, hitting the thing.
Oh, she like hits the slate or whatever, yeah.
The act one. Have you ever met anyone that does that?
Act one. Yes, Kayla, I'm in film and television.
You've gotten to press that thing down?
I've clicked one before, yeah.
One before. No, that's like, what I mean. It's a bigger deal than you're making it.
It's not. Because, like, it is cool, but
her
like...
Her whole job is to stand there and go, cut, or whatever. Act one.
No, don't go act one. Act one is in a show, like a musical.
Okay, in the bloopers, they always go...
Action.
Action.
Yeah.
That was her job.
And do you know what those are for?
No, not a clue. I just, no, I don't.
It tells you like the timestamp of like when that one, like the professional crazy ones, like if they're lined up, they have like numbers that go by really fast on them and then they go, and then it's like this, so scene six, line seven
so
started
So if someone
at,
screws up, then it changes the scene and line or whatever? Like if someone screws up and then they go, cut.
They go, okay, take two.
Yeah.
Whatever, now the time, now they have that timestamp again for when take two was, when take three was or
That's
whatever.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Imagine having to go through hours and hours and hours of footage, like in a movie.
Don't
like
you
that?
Feel like they'd have something a little more advanced than a thing that you like click though? Like, why does it have to be a massive square that you like click the top thing? Well, I feel like it could be just like a little tiny button.
Well, because the camera, it's how you like line up the audio and stuff too.
Yeah, I feel like you don't know, and you're just trying.
No,
to
I am. I know that that clack.
Like,
is,
I feel like it could be a quarter of the size, and it would be more futuristic or something. Like, it doesn't need to be that big. Cut.
Well, because before it wasn't digital, and they need to see it in the camera.
Yeah.
So imagine you're having to zoom in to look at what's in front of the camera. Like, just put something the size.
That's what
of
I'm saying. I feel like you shouldn't need to look in a camera to see that. I don't know. I feel
it's
like
when you're editing it though.
Someone's going to come up with something. In the future, that's no longer that. You heard it here first.
Whatever, whatever. Okay. And also, I'm talking about it like I know what it is, but it probably does
more. Yeah, you're like, that. It's that big so they don't have to zoom in. It's
no,
like,
I'm just saying there's way more. I know.
They don't have to zoom in. It's the funniest thing.
No, I'm saying, why do you want it so small?
I just
like
feel
you think
like
it's hard
just,
to hold?
Because it, back in the like the olden, is that the right way to say it? Olden days, they used to use that.
Where you have a fluff on your face or like a piece of skin dangling.
No.
It's a fluff.
It's not skin dangling.
Well, your face was like so soft.
What?
Like it felt so like nice.
Chris
skin.
Always tells me I have smooth skin. Okay, two things. Okay. One, because you just reminded me because you said I had a fluff on my thing. My nightmare happened the other day.
There was a booger
Try
in your
to
nose.
Guess. Yeah. But it wasn't a booger.
A
it
booger.
Was like a little... Like
white
a little thing.
Something or other.
That would be looked at as a booger. And I...
You say that word weird. You say the word weird.
Booger.
It's booger. Isn't it booger?
Bugger?
No, booger.
It's not
bug.
Bugger.
Bug-er.
Booger.
Like you're like...
B-O-O.
I know, but it's booger. Like you're like
Stace.
The booger.
You're like the booger. Like, no,
I think
it's
mine is
not
right.
Booger.
There's a booger in my nose.
No, there's a booger in my nose.
I think you're right. No, yours sounds so stupid.
No, yours sounds way dumber than mine. Say it.
Booger.
Booger. No.
I'm right and you're wrong. Next.
What's this from? I'm right. You're wrong. I'm big. You're small. And there's nothing you can do about it.
Matilda.
Yeah.
Okay. But that's, it's, that's, who says that?
The dad, whatever his
name
is.
Oh, right, Danny DeVito.
I'm right, you're wrong. I'm big, you're small, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah.
Okay. I just thought I had to do one
and
more
I,
time.
And I get, because you need to sound more like Danny DeVito in it.
Yeah.
Actually, that is what threw me off was your acting at the beginning, because it sounded
I'm
like
I'm right, you're wrong.
It sounded like
I'm
you're being
big,
like,
you're small.
Yeah, like a valley girl or something. But I needed like, I'm right, you're wrong. Yeah. Like his Danny DeVito voice.
And he might say, I'm smart, you're dumb.
Or yeah, yeah, too- yeah. No, he it's
that's an awful. Like I'm obsessed with that movie, but he like would have FNCS called and be like in prison. They put the baby when they first get her in the back of the car, and the car seat's just flinging around all over the
yeah.
trunk. That right from the beginning, FNCS would be called. So this movie is
well. This is what actually. Let's not do what okay, you want to do this whole segment on this, but like we saw this post, and it's like, what are movies that aren't supposed to be horror movies that are horror movies? And Matilda was one of the constant comments in it.
Oh, the, because of Miss Trenchable.
Miss Trenchable.
Did I say that one wrong
Yeah, you
too?
Say Trenchable, but I think it's just Trenchable.
Trenchable.
She's so scary. The thing that they lock her in, she's, think of like the when she's at night trying to like steal the chocolate from Miss Honey or whatever.
I watch this movie probably once a week.
Horrifying.
Do you remember the scene where Miss
Trenchable
comes out with like the metal like yes. ball that's like
yeah, she's whipping
so
it around.
I literally like turned to yeah. Chris and I was like, so her plan is literally to murder them and decapitate their, like,
yeah.
have their head off their body.
Yeah.
That's a morbid thing that we're just, like, accepting.
This is why it's, like, actual a horror movie. But yeah. did you know that there's a musical version of it?
Yeah, okay. And I hate it, and you loved it.
Did you watch it, though?
Yes.
Oh, I loved it.
I hate it. I don't like remakes, especially if you're making an epic movie into a musical.
I thought I wouldn't like it, but I ended up loving it.
I think I'm too, like, when I go see shows, I want, like, Broadway shows or musicals or whatever, I want it to be the exact thing like the movie.
But
like,
I thought they did make
they
it like that.
Songs.
No, I feel like, sorry, that's why I liked the musical version of Matilda. Oh, I felt like it was almost like it. Exactly the same as the movie.
But then why would I just want to watch the almost the same thing with just worse actors and actresses?
Well, first of all, they're not worse actors and actresses, and secondly, and they burst out into really cool songs. Yeah. I thought I wasn't gonna like the songs. I thought whatever. Anyway, Kayla doesn't like any musical movie, so
except I recently watched
Wonka
and I loved it.
Well, that's you watched it with me and
oh yeah,
we were in the theater and you said I'm fuming that this is a musical movie, and
because I'm sitting in the theater ready to watch Kim or Kylie Jenner's new boyfriend be all like cool and stuff, and then all of a sudden he busts out into a song.
It's
like,
tap dancing,
practical joke.
And you were so
I was
mad.
So mad looking at, but then I ended up loving it. And that wasn't that was they did things very differently.
So you don't like the movie like Burlesque or Dreamgirls or
no, I don't care. Like I've never watched it again.
I've watched Burlesque probably like 27 to 37 times.
I think I've literally seen it once, maybe twice, because you made
that's
me
also
see it.
Like known as a bad movie. Like I love From Justin to Kelly and I love Burlesque. They're so my guilty.
Can I tell you something that will make you so happy? Sorry, guilty
pleasures.
The other day, by choice, I don't have a clue why, Monroe watched High School Musical again. He didn't. He the first time was so mad. Chris was mad because I was like singing so hard to all the songs.
Okay, so and that's then, probably what ruined the experience.
And then Monroe, without telling any of us, I'm like doing the dishes in the sink. Chris is downstairs and I'm like,
and you hear, get your head in the game.
Get your
head
the
in the game.
The first song is, we're rolling.
We're
flying.
Kayla, it's, we're soaring.
Oh, soaring.
And I'm in the kitchen being like, we're rolling.
Oh, God. Back, what is it?
I don't know. Those are the only two lines I know.
We're soaring, we're flying. There's not a thing that's heaven that we can be. Heaven I can be.
No.
Okay. I was anyway, killing it during the movie.
Okay, okay.
But he just watched it by choice. I was like, what's happening right now? And he's like, I don't know. But then he like oh my God. Sorry. I just remembered something so funny. Okay. Yesterday we were walking into hockey.
Okay.
And Monroe, like we've all talked about this, we all know him. He's like this cool, funny kid, but still has these bursts of insanity.
Yeah.
Okay. Like psychotic
like dinosaur
vibes.
Thing yeah. vibes. Yeah.
We were walking in yesterday and I looked at him and I noticed he had like a little bit of blood. Like Monroe gets nosebleeds all the time. It's really weird. He had like a little tiny bit of blood on his nose. And I was like, I'm like, oh, Monroe, you have like a bit of blood on your nose. Like, let me get it. And I had like a Kleenex. And he like turned to me and he didn't say anything. And I was like, here, blow your nose. And he had all the stuff in his hand so he couldn't do it. So he like blew or whatever. And he's like.
Also like his mom was blowing his nose for him. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, but like that's not a big deal. Like, we were far away in the parking lot, whatever. And he's like, Mom, I'm going to hit every single Tesla I see with my stick. And you're going to have to pay for it. I was like, wait, What?
Wait.
And he's like, you heard me. I'm going to hit every Tesla with my stick. And I don't know why he chose Tesla. And I don't know.
To him, that's like a fancy
car. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's like the most epic car. He's like, I'm going to hit every, and you're going to have to pay for it. And I was like, wait, so you're so mad that I, but the fact that he wasn't even like, oh, mom, don't blow my nose. He just came to me and let me do it. And he's like, you're going to hit every Tesla with my stick and you're going to have to pay for it.
What a psychopath.
And I was like, Monroe, Leo and I were laughing so hard. I was like, that's literally psychotic. Like, that's insane that you just said that.
He didn't even say like, oh, don't. That's so embarrassing.
No.
He went straight for the
and then we went in and he was just like so cool and like with all his friends. And I'm like, if his friends just knew that he threatened to smash all the Teslas with his stick, would they be friends with him? Probably not.
To this day, I have friends in theater that do not know who Monroe is. And they think it's the funniest thing that he used to like fake slap himself in the face.
Yes.
Remember when he was like, he was like four and he would like, he would be so mad at something. Then he would take his hand and pretend to slap himself in the face. But he'd always
stop. I remember. Being like in shock and your eyes would be so wide, you're like, something is wrong, like
and then he would stop right at his face and he would try to make it look like, if you keep doing this, I'm gonna hit myself in the face. But it was like, I can't, it's funnier like visually to see it, but like,
because he was so cute and little, but then he would just and then he would like do the cycle thing.
Yeah, he's like, I'm gonna hit myself, like or whatever. And I'm like, oh, Monroe's gonna slap himself. Yeah,
I love though that like when I know it's like to other people, they'd be like, I think that something is wrong, but I think it's hilarious because it just like brings back those little like glimpses of
when
like,
he's
oh,
like a little
insane.
Kid. Yeah, like, you're still like a little crazy kid. Yeah,
you're gonna smash all the Teslas. Like, I was in shock,
and you're gonna have to pay for it.
Like, you're gonna pay for it.
That's so weird.
What? Oh, and then we went up to the, we were passing and there was a Tesla because there's Teslas everywhere, and he like took his stick and went like that to like push it, and I was like, Monroe. Wait, because the problem is
you just acted it out, but it's
sorry,
a podcast.
He did like a
fake hit
like
at
a
it.
Fake hit, but at that point he wasn't as mad, but he just kind of like went like that. But I was like, Monroe, Teslas have cameras all around their cars, so they would have seen a kid. And then he got so stressed about that because I was like, Monroe, there's cameras all around, don't even like fake that. And he's like, that could have been the same thing as me just lifting my stick. So then he started like lifting it in front of the Tesla for the camera
to try
see.
To like trick the
show
camera.
That he was like lifting the stick. All of this because I got blood off his nose.
This is also reminding me of when he was little. I used to tell him the cops were after us at all times.
What?
And he was did not find it funny. Leo could care less.
I wonder why he is the way he is.
Okay,
like, that's
listen,
so
no
mean.
Because we'd be like in the car and I'd be like I remember. Like I parked. Oh, I know what it was. I parked in a spot. Do you remember this? When I was picking them up from school one day, and like I parked in a spot I wasn't supposed to.
He gets really stressed about this.
No, but this is when he was like, this was years ago.
Yeah, he still talks about
it. Oh, so this is maybe
every time I say to him, Stacey's picking you up, he's like, oh great, in the spot where she's not allowed to park. Every time. And I know where it is because he's described it to me. You park in front of the, like where that person's house is, but kind of blocking the driveway.
Yeah, but it's like if they come out,
He'll just move. Yeah, he's so stressed.
But it's the only, it's just like the spot, it's like the best spot. You can see the kids come, whatever.
Yeah.
And then all the kids line up to pet Effie and Duke and it's adorable.
Oh my God.
So anyway, I remember the first time when I started doing it, I was like, oh shoot, I think the cops saw me park there. And then he's like, what? And I'm just like, yeah, I see them. They're following me. I'm like, I'm going to just drive really fast away from them. And then I was like taking corners like kind of fast.
Yeah.
And he's like, you're fleeing the cops. And I'm like, no, I don't know if he said fleeing. I just did the thing where I made a kid sound smarter than they are. You're running away from the cops. And I was like, yeah, don't say anything to your mom. I would make it a thing. And then, of course, they told you that Stacey drove really fast
we
away from the
cops. We can't ever make fun of them when they do ridiculous things like that, because that is why they are the way they are. How can they not be?
Oh, because of that, he's going to smash Teslas with a stick now because you have to
wipe
blood
off. No, he now
has
this irrational fear of parking in illegal parking spots.
Well.
Which no other 11-year-old would be stressed about that.
I got away. Oh obviously. And Leo's just sitting there like couldn't get, like Leo wanted me to drive fast away from the cops because he thought it was funny.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And Minerva was like, oh, park here. And I'm like, I'm going to do it. And then I would like, I'm like, guys, you can take your seatbelts off. And then I would be joking. I was like, I'm clearly joking, but Leo like would obviously go to unclick it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because he thinks it's so cool. And I'm like, I'm kidding. Like, don't do that.
Oh my God.
Anyway, it's funny.
That's ridiculous.
Auntie Stacey.
You're like so cool making them take their belts off while driving.
No, I didn't. I was joking. But also the other day I was hosting a bachelorette party for my friend Tammy, and everybody was talking about what age they feel they are. And I was like, oh, I've got mine down pat. And everyone was like 25, 27, whatever. And I was like, mine's 11.
I thought you said 16. I thought you say 16.
That's way too old.
I thought you always say that you...
No, okay. I would always lie to them and tell them I was 16 years old.
Okay.
I'm saying my mental...
Yeah, like things that you want to do, things that...
Things I want to do, things that interest me. Like I'm thinking maybe 12, 11.
Yeah.
Because like... The joy I get when I see like a pack of stickers or like,
yeah.
Like, do you get excited? When
you went to Italy and brought us all home gifts and we were like, what did you get? And she's like, these heart stickers. And that's literally, and Leah's like, can I have them? And you're like, no,
because I don't want him to have one. Yeah. I want them. But like, well, they were cool.
I would
they were
never, like, ever buy a pack of stickers ever.
What?
Ever, ever.
That's what I'm saying. So I guess like for sure, like if I go into a craft store, I'm like so overwhelmed. They're like stickers or like... Like Play-Doh or like, I don't know, like things like those, like really, yeah. Like I want to buy them. I want to play with them. I like have fun conversations with Monroe and Leo. Like yeah. When we're like making up stupid jokes that nobody else would think is funny. And I'm like, this is the level of an 11-year-old.
Well, and I think that that's why you're so good with kids, because it's like people are like, oh my God, you're so amazing with kids. Whatever. And it's like, no, she's like genuinely enjoying like playing with this kitchen set or
oh yeah, we did that the other day at Janet's. Yeah.
Whereas like I do it because I have to do it with the kids or I have to whatever, right?
Like when you were, so we went to Janet's house the other day. Janet's gonna listen and just be honest because you're amazing with her daughter. Were you like genuinely enjoying the coloring and stuff?
No. I mean, I have to do it because there's a kid around. You will choose to color on your own without a kid or with a kid. I would never color on my own. I would never look at stickers. I would play with a kitchen set. Like, you would do this with or without a kid, I'm saying.
Well, I probably wouldn't buy the kitchen set. But yeah, if the kitchen set was like
if
in
it's
my
there,
house. It was like one of those fake ones.
That was fun.
That was fun. There's like really new and improved like fake little kid kitchen sets. And like Janet has a good one.
That was very
like fun. Like you click a button and like the stove light turns on.
That's crazy. And I actually feel like that's my, and I said this to Janet, I feel like that may be problematic. Because I feel like they're not going to know now. No, that looked real.
You think that they're going to go press the real stove?
No, she like turns it on and like touches the oven and whatever. If she's little, she might be like, oh, the oven, and touch it.
Yeah, Janet's a bad mom.
I did say that and she was like, oh, like she was very stressed about it. Yeah, but I whenever you're like, let's have a craft night with Monroe and Leo, I'm like, okay, but I don't want to do it. Oh, I'd rather watch you guys do it
and
help the boys or whatever.
Oh, yeah, and I hate having to help the other kids.
Yeah.
That's why I don't really love like teaching and stuff, because I want to do it.
You want to do it. You don't want to be like teaching them these crafts or these. Yeah.
But you know what I find funny? At Mark's school, like the teachers play in the bands, like the kids' bands. And I always make fun of them. I'm like, you played trombone in the band today. And he's like
can they choose?
He's
to
like,
not?
There wasn't a trombone player. Yeah, they can choose to not.
Like Mark didn't need to be playing.
No.
He just wanted to.
And then I'm trying to picture.
But I guess that's his fun. Like. Playing instruments is the same thing as like if they needed a player in basketball, I'd want to go play basketball.
But this is what I'm saying. If they were, if there was like all these little kids doing a play, I would want to be in it.
Yeah. Though. Or coloring. You'd want to color with them.
Yeah. But I don't want to have to be the one helping.
Yeah.
Like it bugs me when the kid's like, oh, I need this red pencil crayon. It's like, well, I need the red pencil crayon.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to give up the color I'm using.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay, just really quickly too, I went and got my nails done the other day did you know that I got it done at your place?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Who was it? Was it a male or a female?
Female. She was like young and really cool.
Okay, I know which one you're talking about. Yeah. And she is the one that does the crazy artwork.
Oh really?
Like you look over and you're like, oh, that is like at Christmas time it was like the Grinch and like Santa and an elf. And it's like literally looks like a laser printed
thing. Oh, you told me about
thing.
This.
And then she was like, oh yeah, I drew those yesterday. And I'm like, what do you mean you did those? Like I thought
like,
they were
not
like
possible. It has to be like printed.
Printed. Yeah. And she's like, no, I just do it by hand. And I'm like, what? So every time I freak out, she thinks it's so funny how like crazy I think that is.
Someone did get like a 3D item on their finger yesterday. Like this girl got like a flower, but I think they just put that on.
Yeah,
think they like formed it with
paint. She's a 3D printer in there.
Do you also feel like every time you say what you want, they for sure didn't like get what you wanted, and you think they're gonna do it wrong, but then they always do it right?
as he's was doing my nails last time, I was like, he's the worst nail technician ever. And he did it perfectly every time. I was like, he's making my nail crooked.
Yeah.
Everything is crooked. Everything is over. And like, they're perfectly
uncrooked.
But they
ask the color too quickly. I casually tell them in the quickest way, and they always remember the color. How is that possible?
You're like, they're not, you don't think they're listening.
They're not listening at all.
But then it just somehow shows up the side.
They get the color right every single time, and they know the shape I want. I casually was just like I feel like they're not hearing me properly or something. But
yeah.
How can you remember all of these things that I said and do it perfectly every time?
Do you want to know a new thing that I've discovered? And people listening are going to be like, yeah, obviously. And Kayla, it's like, why didn't we think about this? So you know how like you get a reference photo and you look at the...
What?
You're listening so hard.
I know, because like I have no idea what you're going to say.
I don't know what I'm going to say. Okay, I'll go in with a reference photo and I'm like, I want that exact color. And then I sit there for too long trying to match up the color, whatever. They're like, weirdly know what color it is if you just show the picture. So just do not pick the color for just yourself. Literally,
I've never done that.
Neither have I, except for the last time.
I don't trust it for some reason.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. Like we don't trust them with anything else.
Okay.
So last time I went in, I said, I want this color. And then I said, do you think it's like this one? And he said, no, I think it's like this one. And then he showed me what's on my nails. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's exactly.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, but maybe. And then this is what I did. I was like, I think maybe I like the one I picked better. And then he's like, I'll try them both on a nail for you. So he put, and I've never done that before. Usually I'm like, whatever, just do it. He put like both colors on the nail. I was like, yeah, yours is better. So like now it's like, why? I don't need to look at the book or whatever.
Yeah.
Just say find me that color. And they for sure know better than we do.
Yeah. I also got chrome for the first time, and
you're
I was literally copying
everything.
No,
I do.
Okay, so this was my story that I thought you'd think was funny. But first of all, I was just gonna say I got chrome for the first time, and I was like, "There's no way she's putting on enough chrome." But I've never gotten chrome before.
So how would you ever know that?
And I always think I think that when my hair is getting dyed, I'm like, "Oh, they're not putting enough dye in, or they're not putting enough toner in."
Yeah.
I always think they're just doing the minimum amount.
Yeah.
But it's like, no, it's literally...
Couldn't be shinier. Also, I want to know if it's the same girl. Did she really hard, rip her glove and then make a hole in her glove to put the chrome on your finger?
No.
Oh, did she do it with what?
She took, a little, spongy thing and dipped it in
the
chrome.
Maybe it was a different girl,
rubbed
actually.
It. She has, cool hair, brown,
oh, I know
blonde
who it is. Yeah.
Balayage, and
that's
she's
not,
younger.
That's not the girl I'm thinking. There's another girl.
She knows you, this girl.
Yeah, they... that's another thing.
I was you.
Oh, I was going to ask you if they thought you were me.
Yes.
Another thing is they always remember every single thing. And I said, are you like a dentist where you write this down? Or do you just actually remember it? And she was laughing so hard.
That's what I mean. They know everything.
She'd be like, Stacey, how are your puppies? And I'm like, what? I haven't been here for like 6 months. I said to her, tell me the truth. Do you write down she has two dogs?
Yeah.
And then you remember for next time. She's like, no. And then, okay, so it wasn't the girl. The girl that is the really good artist, she likes to do chrome with her finger. She doesn't like to use that little tool. So she pulls her glove so hard and rips a hole in the one finger to wipe it with the one finger. But it scares me every time.
So I had an experience yesterday that I've never had. You know, the burning sensation from the gel?
Wait, that happened to me the last time I went there too.
Okay, so this is, I need to give you a play-by-play exactly the feelings I had, okay? And this is how much pain I was in that it shows you.
Go back. You came in, they said, hi, Stacey, or what?
No, they didn't say hi, Stacey, because I booked it under Kayla.
Okay.
And they couldn't have been more confused because I walked in and they all were watching me walk. And they're like, you can have a seat over there. I sat down and I'm like, what's going on? But then I was like, they probably think I'm Stacey.
So then what did you say?
So then when I sat down, she's sitting there and she's looking at me as she's getting my nails ready. She's like, you want almond? And I'm like, yes, please. And then I'm like, I said, I've never actually been to this one. She's like, you haven't? And I was like, no. I said, my sister comes here. And it was a weight was lifted off her shoulders. She was like, oh, thank God. I was like, my sister goes here. She's like, Stacey? And I was like, yes. And she's like, oh, my God. Then she started freaking out.
Okay.
You look exactly like her. And then she kept saying, more tame, more tame.
That you're more tame than
and
me.
I was like, yeah, I'm the calmer version of Stacey.
Oh, yeah, right.
Well, she said it, not me.
whatever.
But yeah, so that it was just like, it was.
And then
was
you go in and I just got my nails done and you went in and got pretty much
the
same color.
So this is what I was going to say. I have, oh my God, I feel like I'm saying I have so many thoughts in my head. One, I went in, Stacey's hosting this bachelorette. I cannot call her. And I sit down and I'm like, I know what color nails. I of course, I'm copying Stacey because I'm like, those are the nicest nails you've ever had. I open the book. I'm like, not one green is even close to the shade that I thought.
Because it wasn't in the book. The guy just, he picked it for me. I showed him the picture.
So
I just said
this. I was freaking, okay? I'm sitting and, you called me and then in my head, I'm like, I like other colors here. So it's okay to get a different color. Like I'm saying in my head, it's okay, Kayla, you can pick this green. But I'm like, it's not the one Stacey got. So I'm going nuts and I'm like, I'm just going to take the chance to call Stacey. So I call Stacey. She hangs up immediately on me.
I didn't mean to hang up on
Mark. Because I'm like, Mark was not supposed to be involved in this bachelorette. So I thought, well, if I call him, he can maybe just see if Stacey happens to be busy, quickly get on the phone, tell me what green it is, and it'll be done. So then and then he's like, I'm hosting a game. I'm like, oh my God, I have to make my own decision now. So I picked, so then I look up like chrome green nails and I'm panicking. And then I picked this one and I like matched it with the picture and I'm like, okay, I'll do that one. I love my nails so much. And when I saw that they weren't your color, I was fuming.
Your nails are like cool.
I literally looked at them and I was like, oh my God, I love these. And then I saw yours and I was like, but I like mine better than yours, I think.
Yeah,
but
I think
I'm
like
still
yours
mad
too.
That I didn't pick those
so,
ones.
So the thing is, one, I think you got maybe unicorn chrome.
What?
Which is my favorite kind of chrome.
What's unicorn
it's
chrome?
Iridescent. Yeah, it goes like pink to blue to green. Like it goes a bunch. Whereas mine's just silver. I always just get unicorn. I always get unicorn
chrome. I didn't
even
know you had chrome on these.
Yeah, the last two I have a subtle chrome.
Does it fade, the chrome?
No. Oh. Mine's a subtle chrome. Yours is unicorn chrome.
Well, I need
chrome.
To make sure to always request the unicorn chrome then.
That's just what I'm saying. I love the unicorn chrome. Am I saying that? Unicorn chrome. I was like, unicorn chrome. Yeah. So anyway, basically you went in and you just copied what I always get.
Tried
so,
to.
Yeah.
Failed.
But it's also funny because like I'm like, I go on. They're like, oh, you love chrome. So as soon as you asked for the chrome.
I've never had chrome.
Question. Did they say what kind of chrome do you want? Or did they just put it on your nails?
They just put it on my nails.
They just gave you the Stacey chrome.
That's, but you didn't get the chrome on
that
one.
It was the only time I've ever done it. And it was a big deal. So they gave you the Stacey chrome.
I just said I'd like chrome nails, please. And then she just dipped it in this thing.
Because she wasn't. She didn't know that I didn't get the unicorn chrome last time. I'm known
thank God.
I'm known as the unicorn chrome girl.
What other kinds of chrome are there?
There's like a silver or a gold or whatever. The unicorn one's the best one because it's iridescent.
It's so cool.
And it makes your nails like on every angle. It's kind of, pinky, purpley, greeny, whatever.
So I feel like I'd get unicorn chrome on every color.
But sometimes it ruins the color underneath. Like it doesn't ruin it. It just, you can't see the color as much anymore. Yeah. So it just depends. But when for my wedding.
White with unicorn chrome.
Yes, that's what I got
good.
For my wedding.
Oh,
oh my God.
Like that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Like, I got it.
You're going to go copy me now.
Okay. So. She's doing my nails and she starts, I have a weird fear of the buzzer thing, the shaver, because it nicks my skin every time and it hurts more than I can describe. So I'm like, oh my God, Kayla, just relax. I get all anxious. I get all hot, whatever. And I'm like doing it and she starts like sanding it or whatever. And I'm like, as she's doing it, I'm like, oh, my nails must be really thick because this wasn't the sander that stresses me out. It's the next one that does. This one never hurts. So I was like, my nails must be really thin right now because it's like hurting. And she's like, oh, okay, like whatever, continues. And then I'm like, okay, it's fine. Then she applies the acrylic.
Yeah.
It was the biogel light that we did times two. Stacey?
No, so mine wasn't times two, but mine hurt the other day too.
But only on my middle finger on my right, my thumb, and my thumb.
Okay, mine were my thumbs and my pinky fingers.
No, mine were my thumb. Sorry, this one hurt a little bit. So my middle finger and my thumbs.
But it goes away.
It goes away.
But wait.
So the first time it happened, I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. And it was getting worse.
Were you
and
sick,
I was like,
talking out loud
no,
or no?
I'm sitting there silent and I'm getting so hot and I'm like, I think my nail's about to fall off because I was like, I've never felt anything. So then I started thinking the only thing in my head right now is the acrylic is burning through my nail and it's about to topple off. And I'm like literally sitting there like, I'm like breathing like this and I'm not saying anything. And I'm like, okay. And so she's working on this hand and I'm like, I have my hand. I'm going like this to try to get it.
I've done
I'm
it like where shaking I like my press hand, it does nothing.
Pressing my thumb. I'm like, holy crap, what is happening? Then it starts going away. I was like, oh, thank God. It's okay. It's
when
fine.
When it goes
I'm
away,
be
it's like, couldn't be
then
better.
Then I start feeling the tingle in my middle finger. And I'm like, no, 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 no. It gets to that extreme. And I'm like, holy crap. But then I'm like saying to myself, okay, it's going to go away. Just Kayla suffer through it, whatever.
I asked then her it why, works do you know over. I asked her why this happened?
Why?
She said, because you had acrylic nails on before the nails, like at one point. But it's
been forever.
Yeah, but is any part of your nail still that nail or no?
No.
Oh.
It's been
they said to me
like
they think it's because like
months.
Probably like the top half was from an old acrylic nail.
No.
And oh, interesting.
But I'll tell you so what she did. Solution. Okay, so yeah. Then it goes over to my other thumb. And it was even worse than this thumb.
Okay.
So then I start getting lightheaded. Like, literally, I've never experienced this before
in my
life.
Head the whole time I'm thinking, like, I'm embarrassed that you're in there because they know me so well.
I'm like, being so calm and I'm like this. And my eyes start, like, rolling. Slightly rolling. And I'm like, and I'm going, like, going like that. She literally looks at me. She's like, are you okay? And I'm like,
stop it.
I literally, at this point, she's like, you look flushed. And I said to her, I said, I'm so sorry. I've never felt like a burning sensation like this. I said, I am in like the most amount of pain right now. So she took what I thought was like nail polish remover.
Yeah.
And doused like the paper towel in it and just held it on my thumb and it went away.
Really?
Within like, I was like, Okay, yeah, that's feeling better. And it took maybe like 15 seconds to go away.
Oh, mine didn't last that long.
Mine lasted 2 minutes each.
Oh, that's horrible. Mine was maybe like a 10 Mississippi each.
Oh, God, no. Mine
so, and then,
like,
and then,
convulsions. Convulsions.
Okay, this is why, this is so weird this is happening because look at our hand. Like, why did you literally just copy me?
I didn't. And mine are unicorn chrome. Have you heard of it?
Oh, my God.
You got okay, silver chrome.
It's so, like, such a weird coincidence this is happening because that hasn't happened to me in a long time, but it happened last time. So maybe they're doing something.
I was going
to
say maybe they're the issue.
Maybe, but our nails look amazing. I was like, I wonder if this is what it feels like to get like a tattoo the whole time.
No, God, no.
So like
you
a tattoo
this,
doesn't
we literally had this exact conversation when we had the bio gel
issue.
Nightmare.
Yeah.
You're like, does that feel like a tattoo? I'm like, not in the slightest. That was at, like I said before, it's like a torch was being stabbed on my fingernail.
But
the torch was being
held.
But that's
what I feel like happens when you get a tattoo.
No,
it's like burning.
It's not at all. It's not a burning sensation. There's no burning. It's like, I'll tell you exactly
well,
what
I
it
got
feels
tattoos
like.
On my eyebrows.
No, I've had tattoos on my eyebrows. It doesn't feel like that either.
You did not get that, did you? Oh, yeah,
yes,
you did.
I did.
Oh, yeah,
and it didn't stick.
It didn't stay.
You know when you take your finger down and you scratch over and over and it makes you feel like you're going to throw up?
Yes.
Like the nauseous feeling. It's like that, but take a sharper object and rub it over and over and over
that.
And over and over again.
But that's what I feel like my eyebrow felt like, actually, like, too. Like, I was like, I just want to, like, rub it away so
it doesn't
bad.
Feel like that at all. A tattoo does not feel like that at all. A tattoo almost feels like you're almost being electrocuted in a way. Like it's almost like,
but like, is it the worst pain ever?
No.
Well, some people think that. Maybe it's because you got yours in a good spot.
They said mine was in a painful spot because the skin's so thin. No, remember I said to you I was in shock at the pain of a tattoo. So I'm not saying it's not painful. Like
you were saying you're in shock.
I was like, oh,
because right now it seems like it doesn't hurt the way
it
you're saying
it. Hurt so bad. Like I literally was like, Chris, because he started tattooing my arm, and I was like, you're telling me I'm going to have to sit here for 3 hours. It was torture, but not.
But you get used to it as
to
the
a,
hours go
yes,
on.
And not comparable to like labor. Not that pain.
But not comparable to or the fingernail.
If that fingernail lasted for 2 hours, that would be more painful than a tattoo.
Well, yeah, that's what I was saying. I'm like, I wouldn't. What I was thinking was I wouldn't be able to get a tattoo.
No,
if this
that's like unbearable. Like my eyes are rolling in my head.
Is that comparable to labor?
A different pain.
A different pain. Like, does your vagina
severity level? Yes. I would say, like, I felt like I was going to faint from my fingernail. I thought I was going to faint from labor. So that, yes, I would say the two are comparable. If that pain
so
was
so Kayla's
whole
pain
time,
scale is acrylic nails or biogel nails
you know
labor.
How, you know how the bio, when it burns, and then it goes away? That's kind of like a contraction.
That's what I was
it's
wondering.
It's like burning. You're like, holy crap. And then it goes away and you're like, oh my God.
And it feels so good
when
it goes
away. And
you
have like 2 minutes it's like 30 seconds to be like, okay, I'm fine until the next one. And then you're like, ugh.
So it would be like nail burning constantly,
yeah,
but then going
but
away.
But a different type of pain. But yes. Yeah. Severity, yes. Some people are like, mom would be like, not, it didn't even hurt her. Like,
yeah, mom made us have like a,
she's like, it's fine.
Mom made us have like a messed up vision of like, of pregnancy because, yeah,
but I think it actually was good because I was like,
yeah, then you weren't nervous
fine.
At
but
all.
Then during, I was like,
yeah, mom's like, you guys just like, yeah, I just came out and like, she was like, it's not, wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
Did she even have an epidural?
I don't think she did.
I don't think she did either. Wait, we have to. That's weird that I don't know.
I know. I forget. I know the one she did for you.
I didn't have an epidural. The one
you didn't.
I raw dogged it.
Ew.
Wait, isn't that, what is it? Why is that gross?
Raw dogged? I think raw dog is like a sexual thing.
Like, meaning I did it natural.
I raw dogged it? Oh, God.
You
argue that you're not trashy and you just said you raw dogged your pregnancy. Look, I didn't have an epidural. That's the Kayla character.
Look up raw dog.
No, we're not.
Okay, but I had a natural birth. I'm trying to make it more beautiful now.
I also feel like, you know how people have like water births in a tub or whatever? Yeah. Doesn't it make it seem like it hurts less in the water?
100%.
But does it hurt less in the water?
Well, when I was going through really bad contractions, the nurse told me to go in the bathtub and it was the only thing that got me through it.
So I want to have a baby in a pool or whatever.
I know. I was actually thinking that. Okay, can I tell you something? There's a girl that I follow on Instagram and she's from The Bachelorette and people will know her if you're a Bachelorette fan. But she had home births in must have rented like an inflatable thing to put in her house. But her whole family's in the water.
No, they are
all
not.
All the kids and her husband.
You're lying.
I swear to God. And she's done it for all
That's
of them.
That's the most disgusting thing I have ever heard in my life.
And she lets the kids like take out, like the baby's coming out and the midwife is like here and the baby's like lift the baby up. But the baby is full of crap.
Yeah, and all the pool is full of crap that they're sitting in.
You're sitting in a pool of blood
and discharge and mucus and
possible poo.
Yeah.
Like, I literally was like, I'm like, immediately go to the comments.
What were they saying?
Well, people that follow her are very like hipster.
Well, I can tell.
So people are like, this is the most beautiful thing of it. And I'm like, that is, you couldn't, like, how much money for me is like,
yeah. Like, I wouldn't want people sitting in my stuff either. Like,
that's disgusting.
She for sure.
But also too.
Is one of those ate eating the placenta after. 100%.
I think she actually made a video on it. I swear to God.
Oh my God.
And the midwife has her arms like elbow deep in the water.
Well, I feel like that makes sense because that's what you have to do, I guess.
I know, but I'm saying, is that not gross too?
Well, they're probably not grossed out. They're so used to it. But
no, but when you're in a hospital, you have like all the things
gloves.
On.
Oh,
you,
she didn't have gloves on?
Oh, I don't know about that. Yeah. But I'm saying like,
I'd want like scuba gear.
If
I was that woman, I'd have like a full 100%. Hazmat waterproof suit.
But that's basically what it's like in hospitals. They're fully covered from head to toe. Yeah. But like, so being, I don't know with, I just,
she's
specifically
wasn't
water births though. Like if you have an at home labor, it's different. It's the water, you're dipping your hands in the mucus. Yeah,
in the full crap of everything.
Ew. Yeah.
I can't believe. No, I can see the midwife. I can see it. It's gross.
No,
stuff.
I understand.
But her husband was he in a bathing suit? Yeah.
No, the kids were naked.
They were naked.
The kids were naked, and then the guy. I don't know. I think he had like shorts on or something. It's Stacey.
Kayla,
it's weird.
That is like.
But I've seen that more than once. I've seen other home births. Like I follow this weird birthing page,
and
I
the
don't
and her other kids are naked in the tub.
The kids are in the bath with them. They'll like rent these pools, and it's
I can't
weird.
Even explain how infuriated I am right now.
Gross.
And if you're listening
out.
And you have done that, I'm sorry, but
it's gross.
I don't want to do that.
No. But as I was saying, I do feel like a home labor would be really enjoyable because you also too just like,
oh my God, sorry. Imagine you're like giving birth and Monroe was sitting in the pool. First of all, he would be
screaming
and so mad.
Yeah.
But like Leo is sitting in there. Like I just, and that's, he would be like me, Leo and Monroe and Chris.
You're just in your like bikini.
In my bikini. Sitting,
like cross-legged. Just
cross-legged
walking.
In the tub with all your grossness around me. Ew. Couldn't.
I also find it weird that because my friend just had, all my friends are having babies and she had her water break as she was leaving. She was putting on her shoes to leave the house and her water broke in her hallway. And I was like, I never had that experience of my water breaking for either of them. They broke my water in the hospital. So like,
yeah, I remember we were trying to get you to break your water and we were bouncing on
the
ball.
I was like flying in the air, bouncing on the ball. But
we were playing like soca music. It's like, boo, kaboom,
yeah,
kaboom,
yeah, yeah.
Kaboom,
I was like hitting so hard. Yeah. Like, but I'm saying I never had that experience. But when they burst it, like when they broke my water in the, oh my God, I'm acting like it's like a balloon. I'm like, when they burst it, when they.
Isn't it like, kind of like that though? It kind of like goes.
Stacey, no. It's like Niagara Falls. It literally is like they burst it and it goes.
Like so you're saying if that happened in your
all
house,
over the ground.
It's crazy.
That's insane. What a mess. I feel like people don't talk about
first. It will go in your pants first.
Stacey, the amount of water you will never understand. There's no way it just goes in your pants.
I'm saying you heard it hit the ground because you came
from. It was
from,
like a splash.
Yeah, but think about it. You were on a bed and it hit like a hard floor in a hospital on the ground. I'm saying your friend, it would break and it wouldn't make that splash sound though because it would hit the fabric first and then go on the ground.
Ew, but it's like, I'm
saying it probably isn't as dramatic. Like on a hospital floor, that's like, think of a gym floor just bursting a water balloon in the air.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, right? Yeah, that's true. So, yeah.
So just so that is cleared up now. It's okay. We have like literally jumped from so many topics.
No, I know. How did we get? Oh, because the pain of the nails, labor. Oh,
right. So stupid.
But I do love my nails. But you also told me it was like $50, and this cost me $85
because you got chrome on every nail.
Each nail cost extra.
Yeah.
It looks how much extra? Amazing.
I don't know. Probably like.
I'm in shock. Each nail cost extra, and I can't.
I don't know. Like, maybe not.
Like chrome nails, please. Like I didn't know each one cost extra.
I don't know. I'm not sure. But oh my god, it looks really good.
Thanks. Do they do the thing where if you pay cash, you don't pay tax?
Yeah, I know. I had to pay debit last time too. That was mine.
What am I made of money?
Did you tip them?
Yeah.
Good.
How much did you tip? Do you see what it says on the thing?
What?
15% okay service.
Yeah, I know.
18%. Great service, 20% excellent.
What'd you tip them? How much?
15%.
Oh yeah, I always.
So it was like an $8 tip, but usually because my bill was $85,
more than $8.
I always get what?
15% of $84 is more than $8.
No, it said 15%, 860 something. So I just pressed that.
Well then, that doesn't
it came
make
in total
sense.
To $85.
Oh, in total.
In total. With my tip.
Oh, with your tip. Okay, yeah. I see.
Like it was 73 or something.
Okay, yeah.
But I also, every other place I get my nails done, I give a $5 tip.
You panicked.
No, I'm saying I'm clearly under tipping everywhere else.
I always tip $10.
$10?
Yeah. And at hair places, I tip $20, but I haven't gone to a hair place in so long. That's too much.
And, but you know what's and don't you know what's nail crazy salons is probably get paid minimum wage. Like, isn't it you get tipped you get tipped on serving because you get under minimum wage, but I think nail salons get minimum wage.
Well, and I know those people like own the salon, so
yeah.
They're not. That's what I always don't understand. Like, so I can see when you're like renting out a chair in a place, but I remember I haven't been to a hair place in like, so long because I like literally do my own hair now and wear fake hair, but I remember thinking, like, this girl owns this hair salon. It's her hair salon.
So, like, she's getting 100% of it already.
She's getting 100% of the total she has charged me. And I'm also tipping her. But, like, why am I tipping her? What? Like, that does not make sense in that situation. Like, I don't know
that this girl owns it.
No, but. She's probably an employee of the owner. I think her family owns it. But she probably, I don't know. It is weird that I think in the, like, the beauty industry you're supposed to
tip.
I know.
Like, do you tip on, like, getting eyelashes done? Did you tip on your microblading?
No.
Oh, I tipped on my microblading. I was in full panic mode.
Because it's in her house and that was the amount she charged me.
I understand.
So it's like,
maybe I did.
I can't remember.
I remember tipping the microblading person $20 and I was like, that's not enough because my
it's like me. I'm singing and I say, this is my rate and then I get paid my rate.
You didn't get a tip on top of it.
Well, sometimes brides tip me.
What do you mean?
When I sing at weddings, sometimes I get a tip and I'm always like, what?
At the event or when they pay
me? After I sing, they go, whoa, she killed it. Let's give her this much extra.
They hand you cash?
Or they'll just e-transfer or hand me more cash, yeah.
But yeah, see, I think that also doesn't make sense because you're getting 100% of what you just made.
Well, no.
Why don't you pay your band or whatever?
Well, maybe that's what they're thinking, though. Like, we think you're worth more than you charged is basically what they're saying.
But we don't think these people are worth more than they charged. Like, I'm saying.
No, I think what they charge is good.
Like a pretty expensive
amount. That's expensive, yeah.
God.
No more tips from us.
Do you want to play a couple games? I feel like we haven't played games in a long time.
I think we did on the last one, but yeah, sure.
We can play games on the last one.
We did the like who's this like Kayla or Stacey one.
That's not a game.
Okay.
Okay.
But high, low, and Buffalo.
I think I was saying to Stacey, I want to do this on every single episode. I think this should be a new thing that we do at the beginning of every single episode, and you need to make a jingle for it.
I don't have time to be doing extra work here, but sure. Thanks. What is it called?
High-low buffalo.
Why is it called
high-low and buffalo?
Why is it called high-low and buffalo?
I don't know. Google said so. High. So we basically, every day, every podcast, we're going to say our high of the day. So what's
or, the, or week, not the day. Of the
week. Yeah. I was like, oh God, I've had no highs today. Just the high of the week or the month or whatever. What's a
high of the week?
And what's low a low?
And what's the buffalo?
What is a buffalo?
You know?
Buffalo is just a crazy story, it says. I don't know why it says high low. It rhymes. Rhymes.
Hate the name high low and buffalo. I would rather call it like.
Because buffaloes are wild, so they just want crazy stories.
I'd rather it high low and what do you know? Or something like that.
High low and.
Use a hoe.
We could go high low and. Oh, I was going to try to say like. Tell us about a hoe. Or like tell us a.
Something you know.
When you were a hoe or whatever. Like a crazy story.
What? I just don't like
high low and give us a show.
And then we have to sing one song, full song each.
Every episode.
Give me that high. Give me that high. Give me that. Give me that low. Give me that low. Give me that. Give me that B-U-F-F-A-L-O. Buffalo, 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 buffalo.
Okay. So tell me a high that you've had in the last couple of weeks. One that stands out.
All right. Okay, I think let's just go to this last weekend. So the high was I had a bachelorette party. So I'm the maid of honor of my friend Tammy. And as the bachelorette, no, what am I called? The maid of honor. As the maid of honor, I'm like required to plan her bachelorette. And I was so stressed about it. And I'm like, I want it to be like fun enough. And then I want her to be happy. And then we decided it was going to be a surprise for her. And then she got here and nobody, like there was like four of the 12 people coming. And I was like, Tammy, just so you know, this is what we're doing today. And I just told her so fast. Like
it has
been a surprise the whole time. And then I was just like, we are going here and here. Cause I was like, I don't want her to think it's going to be something
gonna
like
be like more
thing.
Extravagant than it is, but you did make it extravagant.
But then she was like shocked. Like she's like, wait, what?
This is
we played that the thing that we've described before that we do at Christmas time where I give them like tickets and they win prizes and stuff. We did that. Then we went to dinner at an Italian place.
I need to ask you questions quickly about each thing.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I heard already about the games. It was fun. Everybody loved it. The Italian place. What did you get?
I got gnocchi.
And was and it I really did not good like or not great?
Oh, really?
I
Why?
Didn't like it.
It was overcooked and it was a weird texture. Tasted more like a potato than a piece of pasta.
Interesting. Did everyone else like their things? Or?
Yes. And I tried a bite of Tammy's and hers was amazing. Oh, so
that sucks.
And it made me feel
sick. Did you
get
dessert?
No.
Did you get an appetizer?
I got a caprese salad, which was my favorite. And it was delicious. Mm. And I got a coffee after. And I was so stressed because they didn't have oat milk. But then I'm like, I just had cream pasta. Like, I can ask for a dollop of normal milk in this.
Oh, yeah.
But I just don't like the taste. But anyway, I got some. Anyway, then we went to an escape room. That was so fun.
I've always wanted to do an escape room. I think I'd be terrible at it. That.
No, you wouldn't be. You wouldn't be. Because there are, like, book smart things in there. But as a team together, you're working together, you have to think like outside the box. And there's also people that need to like be the task oriented people. Mm-hmm. Like I'm trying to figure out something. It's like, Kayla, try and put that puzzle together as I'm trying to figure
this
out.
Do you have to have a certain amount of people?
You have to have maximum, like you can't go over 8. So we were over
minimum
8.
What?
So it had to be, I think minimum like 4, 3, 2, I don't know.
Okay.
But we were 12 people. So we had to go against each other. It was like a 30 minutes in one room, whatever. It was like a duel. Mm. My team lost and I was just fuming. But anyway, but escape rooms are so fun. And then we went to a speakeasy. Do you know what that is? It's like a bar that's like a hipster. Like
Yeah.
So, and Tammy told me the funniest story. She said the last speakeasy that she went to, the person that answered was like in character, like trying to pretend he was from like the 1940s or whatever. And he was like, come in, see. And he was being like.
Oh, is that the vibe?
Yeah. Well, it's
supposed to be like a fancy like 50s style.
Well,
that
they had speakeasies. I don't even know what year it's from. If it was the 20s, 30s, 40s. Like, I have no idea.
This place is made for Tammy because she's like a 50s style vibe.
Yeah. Like she loves like vintage things and stuff. And so we were like, oh, we're going to go to a speakeasy. You have to say a password at the door. So the funniest thing is,
on the outside of the door. It's just like a flat door, but there is a sign. And Tammy was like, well, this is not that secretive. There's a sign, but whatever.
Yeah.
There's a flat door and it said, someone like graffitied on it, your club is weird. And I thought that was so funny. I like started, I started doing a video and I started recording your club is weird. But right as I did that, the door opened and the girl that knew the password, she had to like know someone to get the password. She knew the password. She said it. And then the guy was like, oh, did you just record that? And I was like, oh, sorry, I was trying to film something else. He's like, oh, so probably delete that. And he was so stressed that I recorded the password. He's like, so probably delete that, though.
Oh, because the password was right there.
Because I recorded him answering and her saying the password. And then, Kayla, he was trying to be so cool. Because I can't remember the password. It's like, it was like, who is Virginia Woolf? And then he's like, so she goes like this, who is Virginia Woolf? He's like, hell if I know.
That's what he said. That's his response.
Wait, I have this video.
Oh my God. Yeah, he's
like, hell if I know. And like, he tried to be like funny, but then he goes, and then he looks up and I'm filming. And he's like, oh, so you probably want to delete that though. And then I was like, oh, sorry. I'm like, I actually was filming. I'm like, have you seen the thing on your door that says this club is weird? He's like, no.
And he was like, been taking it to heart.
He would be so upset. I know. So then I was like, yeah, I'm going to delete it. That wasn't the point of the video anyway. Sorry. But then I didn't delete it because I was like, whatever. I was over it. It was like a 2 second video. Yeah. And then he came back. He's like, you still have that on your phone? Or, and then I'm like, oh, I'm like, no, I deleted it. And then I ordered a couple mocktails. So like they were $12 each for like the mocktails, but they were so good. And yeah, it tasted like I was drinking alcohol.
Ew.
And no, but it was like the most delicious, like, it was like soda water with like lime and one of those like dried oranges things or whatever. And then what is it called when they like shave the outside of the orange?
Yeah, like,
what it's called? Yeah. Like orange, what is it called?
Zest,
yes. It was like that. And like there was like this fake thing. I don't know. It was delicious. It was worth the $12.
Yeah.
And I felt so cool. And
you got three of those, you said?
No, I got two different kinds that I wanted to try. Because everybody else was like drinking alcohol. Yeah. So I'm like, well, I might as well live a little.
Yeah.
So then the guy came over and he's like, well, here's the glass. You might have to make up for that video now. And he could
so
not.
Stressed.
And then I was like, I know the password. Like, she said it.
You could say it in real life to anyone.
I could write it down and email it to 1,000 people. Like, because then Mark and I were talking about after. He's like, he's either stressed that he went, hell if I know, after. Or he's like, you're not supposed to have video footage of me answering the password or whatever, right?
Maybe, yeah.
But when we went in, I thought it was going to be like, do zoot suits and da 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 whatever, but it was like this super dark, so like I could not see a thing, but it was so cool because it smelled like cinnamon.
Okay. Rich people.
No, not rich people. It's supposed to be like underground, whatever. It smelled like cinnamon and like alcohol. So it smelled like those, there's like an actual alcohol. What is that shot?
Fireball.
Like a fireball. Like it kind of smelled like cinnamon and alcohol in the air. Okay.
And did it make it you want to just smoke a cigar or something?
Well, no, but listen, this is what I thought. I was going to be like, hey, Mr. Pinstripe suit, whatever. They were playing hip hop. It was like amazing hip hop music. And then I looked over and there's one. I need to tell you this one story, but it's so stupid. This is one I would not normally tell on the podcast, but I'm just telling you. I said, who is picking this music? It's amazing. And then somebody was like, oh, thank that guy over there. And I went over to the guy. I said, your music is amazing. He's like, thank you. And then I sat at my table and there was a DJ.
So then what?
I sat at the table and looked up and there was a DJ like going, it's like, why did the guy at the bar take credit for it? There's literally a physical person playing this aloud.
I don't get it. The person you asked, you said, oh, this is my music.
No,
thanks.
There was a girl. I said, this music is amazing. Who picked it? Because I didn't see that there was a DJ.
She said that guy.
She pointed to the bartender. Super hot, really tall, football.
You went over and said, I like your music. He said, thanks.
Thank you. Sit down at my seat, turn a
corner. But it probably was his music that the DJ was just playing.
No. You can't take credit for the things that the DJ is picking to play next. The DJ was like,
that would be like me creating a playlist and the DJ's up there playing my playlist.
That it there's no way.
I guarantee that's what happened because that person said that's who did
Why
it.
Why are you so passionate about this story?
Hot.
Yeah, no, he was.
He said, thanks. He would have been like, oh, it's not me. You think two people were in on that lie?
Yes, they're liars.
Anyway, but then I later said to the DJ, I like your music. And he said, thank you.
Oh.
But he was like live going.
I think bartender created the playlist. DJ does that over
the playlist. He was like a legit DJ. So that's like offensive to the DJ to say he's just playing a playlist or whatever. But it would be like Mark DJing somewhere. And then I'd be like, actually, thank Kayla for this.
Yeah, that makes sense.
No. Anyway, this is a dumb story. And I wish I wouldn't have said it.
Yeah, you shouldn't have.
Okay, anyway, so you had
the DJ
fun.
Was really good. I had my drinks and it was all dark and cinnamon smelling
did,
in there.
Okay, you know the scene in Crazy Stupid Love when what did it remind you of that?
That
bar?
Is what it looked like.
Okay.
Yes,
it looked like, a fancy bar where people were sitting around in the middle.
Yes, but take that a quarter of the size.
Okay,
of that.
Okay, okay.
It was way smaller.
I was actually just talking about this at a party that I went to. I've never wanted to do something more. Find a fancy bar like that, order a scotch and a cigar. And sit there, it would be
what
repulsive.
Do you want a cigar
I'm
for?
Saying when you're watching movies and someone's sipping on like scotch with ice, or I don't even know if it's called scotch, whiskey or whatever.
I think it's the
with
same thing.
Ice, and they're like sipping it. Does it not look like the best thing you've ever seen?
Well, do you want to know what Dave ordered? And scotch. I said, you ordered the drink from Crazy Stupid Love.
What?
I swear to God,
you're casually just mentioning this now.
Well, it was 2 seconds.
What
after.
Did it? What the one with the orange?
The one with the orange, and that he makes for. He and makes then I literally acted out.
Chugs
she,
it. Yeah,
she chugs it. She goes, not my drink.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
then
yeah.
She sets it down like that.
I want to try that. Like he puts like sugar. He like squishes the thing
at the
bottom.
The thing, whatever. I smelled Dave's
I'm
drink.
Saying how bad do you, what delicious
it
or
was
terrible.
I could have thrown up. It was the most
really
strong. It was the strongest, most disgusting smell
to
ever.
Me I
it's
in
called
my
an,
head,
it's called an old fashioned. It's an old fashioned.
Oh, I love old fashions. That's then it can't be that.
What that
I love old fashions. That's not what he makes in Crazy
yes
Stupid
it is
Love.
It's the orange thing. I is exactly
okay, but I want to just I in my head picture the drink tasting like brown sugar
but
for
it
some reason
it won't
sitting there. And there's like you're sipping your brown sugar drink and you're smoking your cigar, and I'm like,
the fact
but you're sitting at
a
fancy glass bar, but that will never happen.
And you
want to
smoke
it'll
a cigar?
It'll be repulsive, and I will be gagging at the drink. I'm
you're
saying
like,
this is not.
And you think you're in like a sexy outfit and stuff, and it's like
yeah,
hey,
and like
you'll
I'm
be
looking
like,
over, and a guy's like looking
yeah.
at me, yeah.
But you'd be hacking up a lung because you don't smoke.
I guess
cigars.
Maybe not a cigar. Let's switch it to a cigarette.
You
I'm
love
saying,
smoking. You do. She's.
I'm saying picture sitting at a bar.
She was addicted. You love smoking. And now you're craving it.
That's so funny because I was talking about that also the other day too, saying how I used to like smoking when I drank, and now like I cannot. I'm like. Like
okay, maybe like one of those really skinny ones on one of those like
yeah,
sticks.
The white end.
No, those are cigars. That Uncle John used to smoke those.
Oh.
They smell good, actually. I think the so,
vanilla
those,
cigarillos.
Those,
yeah,
I
used to dabble.
You're disgusting. No,
the really long Cruella
let
DeVille.
Me say it. Yes, Cruella DeVille. I wanted to say it. Maybe one of those, but I do admit I'd only the only thing I would ever put on the end of that is like a Popeye's candy cigarette and
yeah.
pretend to smoke it.
Well, we're not gonna do any of this, so you can pretend the fake cigarette is in your hand.
Nope.
You're like, I don't if even, I'm gonna do it,
I'm a singer.
I put
I can,
the Popeye's cigarette.
I cannot smoke. I am not even doing it in the fake world. I love Cruella DeVille, by the way. Like, I want to be her.
You know, I've
but
never
I,
seen the new one.
It's Emma Stone.
Emma Stone, I know.
But I don't like that she wants to kill the dogs, but I do kind of like idolize her because she's like nuts and very
I need to watch it. I
want to watch it right now. I want to have a movie night.
No, okay. I have to work.
So mean.
What? I have to work.
I know, but okay. I'm going to watch that before I go to bed tonight.
Okay. I have to watch Big Brother.
Well, I have to edit the podcast.
Okay, so you had a really fun night. I just want to point out that that's your high out of the low in Buffalo.
I forgot to play High Low Buffalo.
And I also have
oh,
to go.
Yeah. And I also, like, I for some reason don't hate the name High Low Buffalo anymore. But I did. I used
to. This is supposed to be, like, a super quick segment.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Okay, on to your low.
Like, my high consists of the bachelorette party. We went to the speakeasy, and now I'm talking about how much I love Cruella DeVille. Okay, low. Okay, low.
Well, I'm too embarrassed to admit this.
We should have started with low.
So then you get back up to yeah. the high.
But it's okay. You get to end with Buffalo.
Yeah. And we're supposed to just know a Buffalo.
Okay. Part of my high should have been the Buffalo. Okay.
Yeah.
So high and then low. For some reason, I woke up the next day in a pit of depression. And Kayla's laughing because
she knows.
That is just so funny that you had like such a good night. And then the next day was like the worst day.
Just the trigger, what happened was I woke up in the morning and I was supposed to record a video for one of my really good friends. And I promised him I would get it to him. And I was supposed to record vocals for my producer who's producing one of my new songs. And my voice hurt so much in the morning. And it was like, because I was talking for 12 hours straight and screaming and laughing and whatever. And then like, I went down this rabbit hole. I'm like, I'm a singer. I should know proper vocal health. And this is ridiculous that my voice hurts the next day. Turns out, I think I have a cold. So I don't actually think it was my fault. But and then I started being like, I'm not going to be able to have kids because I'm too old. And I'm so embarrassed of the pictures of last night. And then I was like, Mark isn't even here. He's at work. This is my life. And then what else was I saying?
Just crazy
and then
things.
My dogs attacked Izzy, mom's dog. And then she was so upset. And then I was so upset. And then I was like staring at my dogs and I'm like, I hate you. Like I was like, it was just like.
See, your first sentence, you were mad at me, but I was laughing so hard. You're like, I need to start out by saying I'm so mad at my dogs. I want to euthanize them. And then your next thing was just like a rant. And I was laughing so hard. Like you just took it to the extreme.
Like I want to euthanize them. And I said it like I'm mad at my dogs. I want to euthanize them. But this is what happened. And I was like so upset. I told Kayla that they attacked Izzy. And like, and then I just got to this like point where I was like, this is like, I'm really depressed today. Yeah. Like I was like,
but you're
really
allowed to have one
I know,
of those days.
But I just, everybody it was does. One of those things where I went down the rabbit hole. Speaking of rabbits, there was a rabbit outside today, but the dogs were out there too. And I was like, don't move to the rabbit. I was speaking to the rabbit because I was like, I got your back. Like I literally killed
it. Do you think Effie would like kill it?
But no, this
oh,
is what
why
they,
is that so crazy of a thought?
They chase the rabbit so hard, like they're about to murder it, and then they get to the victim and go, look at me, like, what do I do? Like,
they've like, actually caught up to the rabbit.
No, they caught. Remember one time there was that mouse, Kayla? They were looking at me, like, freaking out that yeah. it was there. They were like pretending like they were gonna attack it, and then they looked at me, like, what do we do? So they chase the rabbit every time, and of course they're never going to keep up with the rabbit because they're just fat Frenchies that could never, ever, ever beat the rabbit. But the rabbit didn't see them, and they didn't see the rabbit, and I was like, just keep it quiet. Like I was talking to the rabbit, and then it like trolloped away, and then they never saw it, and I felt like I had a moment with the rabbit. Anyway, and I just got like, so what I do when I'm in a bad mood or depressed or whatever is I make a list of like, why am I feeling this way? And then I say the list out loud to Mark, and then he doesn't say the right things back to me. So then I say them to Kayla, and then Kayla says the exact right back things back to me. Like my one thing was like, all the girls last night are so small and I looked like Hagrid. And then Mark was like, I don't know what to say. And then I'm like,
yeah,
there's got to be. I said, Mark, I know what to say.
Yeah.
Just say like everyone has different shapes and sizes. And that's fine. Like
but
everyone
it's funny
is good.
That you need, even though you know that, you need someone else to say it for you.
And I was saying this to Kayla yesterday. We are very easily convinced to not be in a bad mood anymore. All you have to say is the right sentence, even though I know what the sentence should be.
Yeah.
And I'm good to go. So Kayla gave me a therapy session. It was great.
Yeah.
And then my buffalo, what is buffalo?
Just a crazy story that happened.
In my life or this week?
Just like recently. Like, I don't know, a weird, not, it doesn't have to be crazy, just a weird random.
That should have been, it's all my stories about the speakeasy and stuff.
Well, you don't have to. We can ease into this. Buffalo. High, low buffalo. We can ease into it and be more planned.
I could have told the rabbit story with buffalo. Yeah. I could have told the speakeasy
that
story
is
with buffalo.
But you did just say the rabbit story.
Okay, buffalo rabbit story. Do I have to retell it? I spoke to a rabbit.
Okay.
Hi.
I actually, now I'm panicking because I didn't think of anything.
Yeah, and you love this
okay.
game.
Hi. Oh, okay. Hi. I don't know if mom freaking tells you my entire life and all, like even stories that are not interesting, she still tells you, so I don't know. But
why are you mad at this? It's only if you don't tell me.
Monroe, do you know Monroe made it on to the AAA?
Wait, we talked about this and I
no,
said
no, no, I just found out this morning.
But I said, do you want him to play AAA? You said no.
No, he didn't make it to the team. Okay, so
wait, so
he's
confused.
In AAA tryouts right now. Not from my doing, from my dad's doing.
But explain.
So AAA tryouts is the highest level that he can be at for his age. But I don't want him playing AAA because we're just not, Cambridge is not a good enough hockey team. But my dad signed him up just for the extra ice time, whatever.
So in non-hockey terms, like he could make it, but then he wouldn't get enough ice time or whatever, whatever.
Well, if he makes it, he'll be the bottom of the AAA
whatever.
Team. He won't get a lot of playing time.
So he was doing this for fun.
He ended up being like, unreal in the tryouts. Like, I've never seen him skate so hard in my life. It was crazy. And I just was like so proud of him. I'm like, that, like, you just went out there and tried so hard. And then he played a game and the score was 2-2 and he got both goals. Whoa. With AAA kids, which is like crazy. He's not AAA level. Anyways, he then, we found out this morning,
your necklace, I made it on. But I'm saying that,
no, that's there's weird. Still 5 more tryouts.
So he's going to go to all the tryouts. And right then at the end,
like, about 10 kids got cut out of 40.
Sorry, my question is, at the end, they go, you've made it.
And he's not going to make it.
And you go, no, thank you.
Yeah.
That's basically what would happen. Yes.
We would say,
so you're proud he made it.
But yeah, just because he worked so hard. And to me, he wasn't even going to make it past the first round.
Oh.
So he just did a really good job. And he was like pumped. And he was like, that's awesome. But now I'm fine with getting cut because all he wanted to do was play a game. And
sorry,
play the game.
This is like, I don't actually care about this person, but would someone's kid who got cut be mad listening to this?
So this is a whole other thing. I'm not worried because I don't think Monroe's going to make AAA. If it came down to it that it was like the last tryout and I was like, oh my God, he's going to make it. I would send the coach an email and be like, I'm sorry, we're not going to do AAA.
But I'm saying even now, one of those 10 kids that got cut.
Well, there's still 30 left. You're saying left. They would have gotten cut no matter what. Yeah. He's right. Not going to make it.
Well, that's what you thought about this time, too.
Last time this exact thing happened was he made it to the very end of the AAA try. He's like so close. He's right there. But anyways, that's a high. I was very happy for him. Low. Oh, my God.
You're like right here and now. I hate this conversation.
I hate everything about this. Wally is so uncontrollably itchy. And I'm like, couldn't. It's like ruining my. I'm not sleeping. I'm not. Like, I'm so stressed
it's
about
it.
It's
literally like when I had hives.
Every 5 seconds, he's itching and ripping his skin off.
And sorry, does he get the shot?
So he doesn't get the shot because they told me that, the vet told me, it is not guaranteed to work. And because of his size, it's like shockingly expensive, each shot. So I'm going to try to do other options. And today I bought grain-free food. Oh, my God. I feel like everyone's going to, like, come for me or something and be like, no. Don't buy grain-free. So I bought grain-free treats, grain-free food. And
you have to see if it's
strictly, we can't, you don't ever feed him human food or anything. Yeah.
You have to see if it's the grain. And you have to tell mom and me to not give him any treats either.
I did already tell mom. And for everybody that's like, oh, there's way more options. I've tried the other options. I've tried the food where the canned food. And then, so mom was saying, like, with Maddie, she was a allergic to grains.
Yeah, some people like would debate that's not the thing.
I know. So I'm just gonna try it. I bought this like Burt's Bees spray on him. It didn't work. Oh my god.
I thought Effie was allergic.
Oh, sorry. He took this allergy medication that was perfect and worked so well, but they said that he can't. He's taken the it's like prednisone.
Yeah.
And they said that his liver will fail.
Oh, if he continues it. He was on prednisone and it probably, yeah.
It took away the itch fully.
That's exactly what happened with my hives. Isn't that crazy? He just has what I have, chronic idiopathic urticaria.
And he can't stop. And it's like breaking my heart.
Sorry, I know that there are different allergy medications that don't work. Like, they work for some people and dogs.
Are you saying over-the-counter human medication?
Yeah, but I'm saying, for example, like, they gave me this one and I always remember the name because it was RuPaul.
Yeah.
And they're like, this guarantee works for everybody. And then I tried it and it did not work for me. I still was so itchy. Then I tried another one and it did not work for me. And they're like, oh, that's the second one that usually always works. And then I found the third one and the third one works.
So are and you saying, because right now I'm giving them allergic, or what's it called? Allegra. So do you think I should try like React?
Yes.
But dogs can't take all human allergy medication.
I know, but the one that I have, which is called Famotidine. No, maybe that's the other one. That's not a... Blexten, Bilastine it's called. So I'm just saying, imagine if Wally and I were just the same, and like, because that one that he takes now didn't work for me. But then this thing called Bilastine, which is Blexten, does work for me. So I wonder, I have some. I wonder if we just try it, if it would work.
But is that also something that's going to make your liver fail eventually? Like,
no.
Prednisone?
No. Oh, it's okay. Just a different brand of... So just... And for all you people out there too, like, I had to do obviously so many trials and try so many things. But sometimes allergy medications do not work on you, but another label, another brand will. It's just literally like the...
So I'll try Reactin next, and then I'll try... Because that was the second one that online said is safe to give dogs.
Oh, okay. I know mine is because we've looked it up. Yeah.
So I'll try that. So that's, it's stressing me out so much.
It took me
I think five different concoctions of pills to finally figure out what worked. And I know that like Effie is really lucky because she's a smaller dog and she was itchy and that shot does work on
her. Well, they said that the shot will only last 2 to 3 months.
I know, we have to give Effie's hers every 3 months.
Yeah, and they were like, it's not guaranteed to work. They said, especially in bigger dogs, it might not work. I don't know. So they said to me, I wouldn't go for the shot.
Effie's like, does work, and that shot is so expensive, and she's like an eighth of the size of Wally, so that sucks for you.
So we'll try different allergy medications.
Yeah. That's really sad, though.
I feel horrible.
Because I know what it's like to feel itchy, uncontrollably.
And I hate
all the
that
time.
He can't say anything to me. And
I know.
And sometimes I'll just like kind of like rub him to maybe like itch it a bit. And I can tell in his face he's like so thankful. But then it comes right back.
Yeah, because it's like that. You can itch and itch and itch, but it's like that burning sensation.
Oh my
right?
God, it like actually makes me want to throw up. I feel so bad.
You could give him like oatmeal baths too and stuff like that.
So I just gave him a bath that the vet gave me. It's like this medicated thing and I scrubbed him so good with it all in all the areas and whatever, but he's like literally ripped his fur out, like he's like bleeding. It's so sad.
Oh,
so that's my low. It stresses me out a lot. Okay, actually I'm gonna change what buffalo means. Buffalo is anything. Like it could be a fun fact of the day, it could be a recipe. I'm gonna give you a recipe.
Oh my god, her.
No, I'm gonna tell you something. So
okay, go.
The other day I went to my friend's birthday party.
Wait, so first of all, you're like, buffalo could be anything. It could be a fun fact, a recipe. Like, just say that
I just
want to say a recipe.
I don't want to tell the story, but I'm going to tell it because it changed my life.
So this dumb game, high, low, and buffalo. Buffalo is just like, tell us something.
Tell
else.
Us something. That's fun.
So like a podcast?
A random thing that you wouldn't probably say on the podcast. Like I would never.
We would say everything.
I would not tell you about this dip, but
just
I'm going to tell you about this dip.
Go.
Okay. I on the weekend went to my friend's birthday party and she had a dip party. So every single person had to bring a dip, which I was like, this is literally my dream because my favorite food is just dips. And so I brought my famous bacon cream cheese dip, which is like bacon cream cheese.
You brought
sour
it pre-made
cream.
From Costco.
No.
I'm just kidding. I knew you'd get mad.
No, I made it all and then we baked it in the oven. Anyways, this person, I was like, what's that dip? I tasted it and it reminds me of like how you described the pasta in Italy, okay? I put it on and I took a bite and I was like, oh my God. I had never tasted flavors like this in my life.
Can you try to describe them?
Well, I know what it is. I have the recipe.
Oh, okay.
It is. Okay, just hear me out. Sauteed mushrooms. Caramelized onions, diced tomatoes, okay? That's all mixed. Then you put in, I'm forgetting, you put in, this is mixed with Boursin cheese.
It's Boursin.
Boursin.
Boursin cheese.
Cheese.
Boursin.
A little bit of olive oil, some chicken or vegetable stock.
It's the Boursin cheese is
Parmesan
the best part.
Cheese.
Okay.
And you like mix it and bake it.
You bake it.
You bake it and it was like bubbling when it came out and then she served it with this like baguette, like cut this baguette and you spread it on. I bought Boursin. It's in your fridge so it didn't melt.
It's the best cheese ever.
I'm going to make this dip. I've never in my life tasted a dip. I said to her, this is indescribable. This is the best. I will make it for you and you will understand it. And then she did like Italian seasoning, garlic, salt, pepper, like that. Oh my God. It was like unreal.
But every
time
someone tells me this, I'm in a bad mood now.
Because you won't be able to taste it. And I know. I won't be able to taste it. I know I won't be able to make it as good as her. And then there was this other one that I was like, that I don't want that. And the girl was like, oh, my husband made this. He's a chef. And I was like, okay, let me. So she's like, you want to dip it in with the plantain. Am I saying that wrong? Plantain chips? They look like bananas?
Banana chips.
Oh, is that bananas?
Yeah.
Well, you dip the banana chip in, and to give you like a comparison to the dip, it would look like almost like a bruschetta topping. But there was fish in there, and I was like, I don't want
that. With a plantain chip. Weird.
I put it on, and I ate it, and I was like,
holy crap.
Holy.
Because you would never pick that.
It tasted like you got a mouthful of like crab and lobster, and like it was like a seafood. Delicious, unreal. And she was like, yeah, he's a chef. Like,
and the plantain chip was like a crunchy.
Like a little crunchy, like, because she was like, you can eat it with whatever you want, but I recommend the plantain chips.
I would
like,
never
well,
like,
do what the chef says.
Think of that,
yeah. Like, so I took the plantain. I don't even like plantain chips. And I was like, Oh my God. And but I was the only one that didn't know anyone there, and I was just like standing around the table eating, and I was like, Kayla, you have to calm down. I was doing the thing where like salad day comes and I'm like freaking out. We had salad day.
Okay, I need to tell you something that Mark said about you that I know you're gonna be offended by, but it's actually a compliment.
When you start it that way.
He just said to me, he's like, Kayla has the craziest social life out of any group of friends that I know.
Cause I'm like rough around the edges.
No,
or whatever.
Because you're always like trying to like, you don't want us to think that you just like have all this time in the world to go out and have fun for some reason.
I don't think that I don't try to pretend I'm something that I'm not.
It just seems like you're always going out with your friends is all I'm
you
saying.
You think I'm always like,
see, I knew you're going to be mad. I'm saying it in a complimentary way.
No, I'm saying to you, you guys, you're like, cause you're putting something in my head that I'm like, oh, should I be thinking?
No,
oh, you must
not
think I have.
Out of all of the people that I know that are groups of friends, you guys do the most stuff together out of anybody that you're constantly doing something like fun. Like,
but
that.
And you know what's interesting though is my group of friends are so separated from one another. Like my one group of friend, like my group of like best friends, don't know my other friends at all.
Was the dip party with the high school friends or the hockey friends?
Different friends.
What?
My work, Taylor.
You went out to someone's house after work with work friends?
Not after work. It was Saturday night with my friend.
That's
Taylor.
What I mean. Like not on a work day.
Yeah. So I have my hockey friends.
What?
Who I like hang out
so
with.
So basically,
all the time.
Okay. So now actually I am insulting you. You just have so much time in the world and you're never hanging out with me and you're always just with your friends.
Hanging out with you. My God.
You only come over for the podcast.
That was the first time I've ever been to Taylor's house in Guelph. And we've been friends for like
you
a
just have
long
a crazy
time.
Social life, is what Mark's trying to say.
But I don't have it. I
see.
Actually,
I knew.
No,
you were
I guess I would have a not crazy social life, but I
an
do
active.
Have a lot of friends. That sounded really conceited, but the problem. See, and then some people are gonna listen to this and be like, "Well, you never have time." Like I can only give what I can give. I have certain friends that yes, like I'll. I have to stop. Yes, I have people.
You're saying because you're panicking because there's going to be some list.
Yeah.
People listening being like, well, she doesn't give me that time.
But
well,
you also
just so you know,
think that.
That person, I also feel the same way.
Listen, you also think this because my like five best friends, it's like they all have birthdays spread out. So we all get together for like a birthday.
Doing something.
You always says you're like, you always go to a birthday party. But the thing
she's
is,
constantly having
that's
going to birthday
literally
parties.
What when I go out is usually birthday parties. And if you think about
it's
it,
like how
I
many
have
people can have a birthday. Like it's always a birthday.
I feel
party.
Like they're very evenly spread out. That it seems as though I'm always busy going to
you're
birthday
always
parties.
Always going to birthday parties,
but I'm not.
Okay, yeah, you're having dip parties instead.
So good. Like, and I actually think that's a really good idea to
can
have.
Can I ask you
dip
a question
parties.
Though? Why don't you want to go to an escape room with me, or why don't you want
to? I
have
would
a dip
love
part-
to go to an. Escape
so why don't
room
you plan it? Like I have to plan it.
Wait, I literally the other day invited you with my friends to Evo Kitchen and you came with my friends.
Yeah, I did because I wanted to come because I'll come.
Yeah, but you're like, I have to plan it. When's the last time you planned something? I planned that.
No, I'm constantly asking you to hang out.
Bull crap.
Kate, do you want to watch a movie tonight?
You're going to ask me to hang out when it's not a time that I can hang out?
So I can only hang out on Friday or Saturday nights.
Realistically, yes, because we podcast together once in the week. Then I'm busy throughout the week. And then, yes, on Friday and Saturday nights. Yes.
Okay, next Friday night, do you want to have a dip party? you have a birthday party to
no,
go
no,
to.
No. I'm going for brunch with my friends on Saturday. But that's not. No, I'll have a dip party Friday night. I do have something Friday night, but I think it's with the kids.
And an escape room that day, too.
What? I work.
Well, we can go after work. Anyway, whatever. This bit's stupid.
I thought
she's not
going
to do
it. Bit.
Just so you guys know, she's
I
not going to do it.
I would love to go to an escape room with you.
Okay, Friday night.
But you also, Mom asked a very legit question. When you go to one escape room, you can't go again because it's the same thing.
Yeah, but there's like six at the place. So I just won't go to the one that I did.
Haven't you been to like four?
No, Kayla, every different location has their own.
That's what
own
I'm saying.
Thing.
I feel like you've been to so many escape rooms.
Yeah, but they're all different. So at this one that I went to in Kitchener, there's six options at that specific one.
There's one in Cambridge. Did
the
you know
one
that?
In Cambridge, there's probably six to choose from. So I'm just
six
saying.
Six different escape rooms.
Yes, within the one venue. Yes.
So we could go to that same place you just went to, but it's a different escape room.
Well, I did the mayor's office, but we wouldn't do the mayor's office. We'd do the whatever one it
okay,
is.
Okay, I
yeah,
get it.
Yeah. Anyway.
Escape room Friday night.
Okay.
Be there, be square.
The kids can't come because it's too hard. Actually, she said 10-year-olds go in it.
What?
We can, but it's $30 a person, so.
I also want to go to Evo Kitchen Bingo Night with the boys so bad.
We have to go. Love okay. you guys.
Love
bye.
You. Bye.
I have to call my sister. When you rate, review, subscribe, it helps us out because we love loving what we do.
without a doubt. So we wanna thank you for taking the time, mo. So here we go, we bustin' a rhyme, mo.
This is our podcast, we're here to stay. My name is Kayla, this is Stacey K. Okay, that,
I have to call my sister.
Hey, you there?
Kayla, stop.
You heard it here first.
Okay, never mind. We're not doing the rap anymore.
Heard it here first.
Oh, my God.
That's what I'm talking about. Hey-ho.